This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, November 22nd. God's word for you today is justification. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 16, verse 25 to 26, and it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Today, we will start with Matthew 13, verse 25, and it says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. When men slept, a lot of things happen. That is why you have to secure your space, your home, your sphere of influence, so that when you are sleeping, nothing can intrude and interfere. Job 34 verse 20 says, in a moment they die. At midnight, the people are shaken and pass away, and the mighty are taken away by no human hand. Do you know that most deaths occur between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning? Particularly between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, because all the war has been waged between midnight and 3 o'clock. Then the result starts showing at 4 o'clock. Medically, they say that most people die at 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Blood pressure lowers, plus other scientific explanations. And the scientific explanations are valid, but we are spiritual people. Interestingly, because God is the God of life, they say that 4 o'clock in the morning is also the time when women mostly have natural births. Why midnight prayer? The first three reasons are spiritual transactions, heightened spiritual activity, and increased vulnerability. The fourth reason is learn from the best, learn from champions. Look at the lives of the people that have a great destiny in God and see their relationship with midnight and their engagement at midnight. David, for instance, David was one king that never lost a single battle. Psalm 119 verse 62 says, I rise at midnight to thank you for your just regulations. Do you know that thanksgiving is a weapon of war? Although David was king, he still arose at midnight to engage the spiritual. I know you are busy, but it is not likely that you will be busier than the king of a nation. Yet, David gets up at midnight to engage with the weapon of thanksgiving. One great warrior that God used in his time was Samson. Judges 16 verse 3 says, and Samson laid till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of a hill that is before Hebron. Samson launched his attack at midnight. You can launch a deadly attack. Surprise your enemies at midnight. One of my siblings will say that even when he is enjoying seasons of breakthrough, there is no war, no battle anywhere, and things are going well. He will wake up at midnight and just fire a few warning shots. Pray in the air, just in case. The fact that you are going through a season of bliss is not an excuse not to pray. The classic example, the number one model, the champion of champions, Jesus himself, in Luke 6 verse 12 says, one day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night. Let us pray. Father, as I engage at midnight, let my victory be complete in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.